The Colm and Lucy Podcast with Colm Hayes and Lucy Kennedy.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.
Hello and welcome to another Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show podcast. In this exciting episode, you can play along with Lucy's Christmas quiz. We head off to the 12 parties in 12 hours. Fancy some of the worst jokes ever heard on radio? Well, you've come to the right place. And you can hear all about when our man Clint met Graham Norton. If that's not enough, we review the new Mary Poppins and have the crack in studio with Alison Spittle. So, settle back, slip into something comfortable and enjoy.
Oh, okay.
Now, there are 17 of them, but you never let me do more than five.
17 questions. That's a lot, isn't it?
Too much talking in the cheap seats.
Here we go. Off you go.
Christmas quiz.
All right.
I'm just going to give you the answers. I'm not going to explain them.
Okay.
Okay. 727. I'm going to fly through this. On average, how many calories do we eat on Christmas Day? A, 6,000. B, 5,000. C, 4,000.
I know the answer to this.
Go on.
6,000.
Correct. Oh. A.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question. What percentage of people defrost the turkey unsafely?
Oh.
A, 29%. B, 49%. C, 69%.
I'm going to go for 29%.
Wrong.
Ah.
C, 69% of people do not defrost the turkey safely.
69?
Yes.
Wow.
Next question.
That's a lot of people, isn't
In
it?
A recent... Too much banter during the quiz.
Sorry,
you wouldn't do this if you were on the telly live, would you?
Probably would, yeah. Probably give it a shot anyway, yeah.
In a recent survey, how did women rate their stress levels at Christmas on a scale of 1 to 10? A, 5, B, 6, C, 7.
7.
Correct.
Ah, yes. Thank
Which
you.
Which of these is the most effective hangover remedy?
Oh.
A, a sports drink. B, hair of the dog. C, a strong coffee.
Again, I'm going to be very medical and scientific with this and go a sports drink.
Correct.
Oh, well, back
and
in the
finally,
net.
And finally, you've had 3 out of 4 so far.
Wow, that's okay.
Which of these luxury treats is most likely to bring on an attack of gout?
Oh.
A, a glass of port. B, a fresh lobster canapé. C, a portion of Stilton.
Can I say all of the above?
No.
Okay, I'd have to say...
3 of my favourite things.
Yeah, put them all together, you're going to be full
you
of gout.
You get squits.
Yeah, you squit, gouty squits.
Yeah.
I would say, going back to Henry VIII and Shakespeare, port, a glass of port.
Conways, you're wrong. Guys, I'll tell you what's most likely to bring on an attack of gout. A fresh lobster canapé.
Really?
Yeah, lobster can give you gout.
Wow.
I'd say the Stilton would give you the squits.
Yeah, Stilton is the Christmas cheese, isn't it?
I love it, yeah. How are you fixed on smelly cheese?
I'm not too bad on smelly cheese.
Love it.
Yeah.
Delicious.
So if you had Stilton, lobster and a glass of port, you'd be in hospital by 9.
You would be in hospital at 9.
Okay.
Very smelly house as well.
You can play this at home, you can play it in the car, you can play it out in the rain if you want.
Shh.
Lucy will give the
question. Question the cheap seats, you know who you are.
Here we go.
Colm.
Well, I have to answer them, don't I?
Shh. Just concentrate, okay?
Very controlling today, aren't we?
Shh. Way too much chat this morning.
There we go.
Way too much chat.
No.
Okay, Brussels sprouts are so named because A, they were actually called Russells, but this was mispronounced.
Okay.
B, they were originally popular in Brussels. Or C, Little Cabbages was deemed too long a name.
You'd have to go with they're from Brussels.
You are correct.
Yes!
They were originally popular in Brussels.
And now we all have to suffer them.
Shh, I love them. Dip them in bread sauce, bit of cranberry.
I know.
My God, I'm quite hungry. Anyway, okay. What was the most popular New Year health resolution last year?
Oh.
A, cut back on social media.
Ooh.
B, eat better. C, get fitter.
Do you know, you probably think that the others are always, they're always doing the other bits and pieces, eating and fitting and things, but I'd say social media. Cut back on social media.
You are wrong.
Yeah.
It's eat better.
Ah, okay.
Two more.
Okay.
What's the best refueling snack to leave out for Santa?
Nah.
A, a glass of sherry and a mince pie.
Mm-hmm.
B, oatcakes and cheese. C, a saucy roll.
I'd say a sausage roll.
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Oatcakes and cheese.
Oh, wrong one.
Okay.
Not a saucy roll.
How many people nationwide end up in hospital on Christmas Day? A, 1,000. B, 3,000. C, 6,000.
Wow. On Christmas Day, I would say, knowing the klutzies out there, 3,000.
You're wrong.
Oh, my God.
6,000 people will go to hospital on Christmas Day.
6,000 people on Christmas Day will end up... Wow.
Yes, yeah. According to the Royal Society for the Prevention of Accidents, more than 6,000 people end up in hospital on Christmas Day. Out of the Christmas period, more than 80,000 people visit A&E.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a bit scary, isn't
it? Over recent years, there's been an increase in injuries involving falls from ladders while stringing lights and...
Of course.
...and cuts from broken glass ornaments. Christmas trees alone account for more than 1,000 injuries.
Christmas trees?
Yeah.
Falling on you like...
Christmas tree. Oh, God. I just had a horrible thought.
Yeah.
I forgot to feed our Christmas tree last night.
Feed it water, do you mean?
Water and 7-Up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It could fall. It could be gone now at this stage.
No, it's not going to be gone. It's just going to be very thirsty and slightly aggressive.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Oh, how we laughed 3 months ago when we had the meeting about the 12 parties of Christmas.
Yeah.
When it all sounded like a great idea
at the time.
Yes, it did. Mm. And we all sat down with our piece of festive papers going, this, we will break new records.
Yeah.
We will become, this will be the bonding moment.
And we did break record. We also broke our backs.
Yes, we did. But just
we
to say.
We broke our everything.
Couple of glasses.
So on Friday.
I got lifted around to two separate parties like a garden gnome.
You loved it.
Which is on this, camera. I would have loved it.
Yeah.
No, it's
there
okay.
There is one photo, and I don't know whether it should ever be put up
I don't think we can.
Which and one?
It was one of you being lifted.
I'd say assaulted is close to the word.
Mm, it was great.
But by lovely people.
Oh, yeah. No, really nice people, and their intentions were good. They were going, yeah. Oh my God, you're so small in real life, I just want to carry you.
Like, what? Oh, carry you home.
So what
carry you around
about.
The room.
Yeah, but just to say...
Obviously, we weren't boozing. It was like, whew, no time to do anything.
So the 12 parties running from Drury Street across to Bray, to Slow Football up on Poppentry, to the Goldsmiths, beautiful Goldsmiths in Drury Street back again, to the Firefighters in Stony Batter, who are amazing.
Good morning, boys.
To Mother Hubbard's. The
divine.
The Northwest Partnership in Mother Hubbard's and that amazing food in Mother Hubbard's. Ooh. Brother Hubbard's.
Yeah.
Out to
delicious.
Lucan, to the lovely jewellery party in Lucan.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And
Jane's jewellery is unbelievable. That gorgeous necklace.
Nespresso pods. She makes jewellery out of Nespresso
pods. Yes. And a lovely house party we had in Lucan. And then back into the vehicle. We should also say hi to Tony, our driver, who was great on the second half of the journey.
Tony, thank God for Tony.
Thank God for Tony. You're
driving
right.
around
in the Link taxi.
Colm Hayes in the Nova car.
Oh, my. Can we never do that again?
No. Okay. So, Clint, tell everyone what happened.
So, again, 12 parties in 12 hours was the concept.
Yeah.
We wanted to go out, meet everyone that we've got to know on the radio the last year or so. Colm said, I'll do the first half of the day driving. Because we started at 11.
Why did we even allow that?
And we thought that would be okay.
I have a full license and I've done rallying, but go ahead.
It doesn't matter. He's the worst driver.
So off I go, because I had all the addresses and the maps and the Google, and he followed me.
Yeah.
Yes.
How many times there was a he managed to let three, up to four cars sometimes get in between us?
Can I just say... That it was remarkable how many times that you went through an amber or orange light.
We were in a very big hurry, Colin.
Yeah. No, Clint, I'm with you.
I was driving
all
safe
way.
At all times.
But unless I'm a CIA driver, I wasn't able to keep up with you. But anyway,
we got
there.
No, he doesn't concentrate. So he'd go, where's Clint? Or else he'd give out.
Were you talking to him in the car?
To him? No, I wasn't sure. I had my pillow out. I had my eyes closed.
Lucy had her pillow out. Now, I wasn't, again, we should say
but
thank you so
much.
Even
the camera crew at the back were going, they felt sick with his driving because he's an erratic driver. He kind of...
Can I just say as well, thank you to our two camera crews that came out with us across the 12 hours from Ballyfermot College of Further Education. They were really, really good and we're looking forward to that video. So, but then we just got there, so we went then Gunpowder and Grill in Clondalkin, and then we went into, was it the Silver Granite?
The Silver Granite in Palmerstown. We were supposed to meet up with lovely Lulu and all the people from the Children's Mental Health Inpatient Unit. She was sick.
Okay.
So we rang her, as we did with every party. I gave Lulu a call. We're about 10 minutes away, Lulu, just around the corner. I hope you're all right. She's like, pardon? I went,
Did she forget about us?
No, she was homesick.
Sick.
Why didn't she?
But was the whole party cancelled?
Well, that's what I said. I said, "Is there someone in the party that I can ring?" And yeah. She's like, "I don't really have anyone else's number." So I went into the pub, yeah. Looked around, couldn't see much of a Christmas party going on anywhere. I asked the bouncer. He said, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
And then I asked another bouncer at another door. I said, "Is there a Christmas party?" And he said, "Yes, upstairs."
Ah.
So that's when I came and grabbed you guys,
yeah.
And off we went upstairs. I said, "Look, they might not know we're coming, but let's go in anyway."
Yes.
And in we went. And it wasn't a Christmas party, was it, Colm?
It was an 18th birthday party, and the funniest thing was when we walked in and the whole area was empty except for this corner, and the dad looked around, right? I was standing there, and he looked around, and he looked back, right? And Lucy just walked in, and he looked around, and he looked back to his son, and he said to his son, "Son, I got you, Lucy, for your birthday." And
it
I looked around.
The strangest thing.
And
I've
I looked around
experienced.
and I saw there was no other party there. And I went, "Yes, you did." So
it
that
was
became
all a little bit frantic and weird.
But good morning to Sean. Was it Sean?
It was Ian's birthday.
Good morning to him because
his mum was lovely.
They were all lovely.
So nice, yeah, really nice.
Unexpected. And then we went Facebook Live, and then we had to sing happy birthday to him. So we were going to this party with this company, but they didn't appear. But we just found this young man in this bar, and it's his birthday today, and he's 18 years of age, okay? So because he's 18 years of age, happy birthday to you!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
So from there then, and we went Facebook Live there.
Yeah.
Then we went into town to Packed House on Abbey Street. And then we went to what we consider our
the best
favorite
by
place.
Far. Yeah. It was Ian to Eli, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what was the company's name?
Griffles. They were the Spanish pharmaceutical company.
Honest to God,
yes.
The reception we got, the atmosphere, they are just such a gorgeous company. If you're looking for work, apply there. Honest to God.
We're looking for work there.
But they were so nice. They were so receptive when we walked in. They were so friendly and warm and generous. And
we played dress up, we did the Macarena, we did all sorts.
Stood out, I have to say.
There's a few videos of the Macarena, and so all I can say is, have a look out for them. But they were really,
really, really, really nice. And all led by that great boss. What a nice guy. Unbelievable.
I can't remember his name.
Well, Dave invited us.
Dave invited us.
Yeah, I love Dave. Dave's such a good guy.
So can we just say to everybody on the 12 parties of Christmas, thank you so much for your hospitality, for the fun that we had. And we won't talk about next year yet.
Oh my God, I'm not going to be here next year, I'm telling you now. Unless there's a proper system in place.
Tony's happy to do it. Link Taxis want to do it.
Yeah.
Tony would want to start at 11 a.m. because I'm not getting in the car with Colm Hayes again.
I think after Friday, I'm not getting in the car again with Colm Hayes either. Yeah. So I think, Tony, we need you.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Garbage are playing the Ivy Gardens. Now, I saw Garbage. Actually, I played a little track from Garbage. Saw Garbage, a little bit of them at the Electric Picnic, and they're absolutely amazing. Great 90s band, back together again. So it's July the 18th in the Ivy Gardens, and tickets go on sale at 9 o'clock this morning. Nice little Christmas present. So then I'm thinking, because we're doing Christmas crackers, and this is garbage. And when you open up a Christmas cracker, generally, we were saying everything in it is garbage.
Yeah, but you know what I love? Excuse me.
Go on.
Church, I love. You know the red flippy fish?
A red flippy fish?
You know, does anyone else know this at home? Okay. You get them in crackers. They're like, they're magic fish. So it's like a red piece of paper in the shape of a fish. And you put it on the palm of your hand. And depending on where the hot point is in your hand, it flips.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's called a red flippy fish.
I don't know the correct word for it.
I like that description though.
But it's a red flippy fish.
What's it supposed to do?
It just flips.
No, but like, what's the point of it?
What's the point of you, Clint?
There is no point to it.
Okay.
It's a flippy
fish.
So
aggressive. It's a flippy fish.
It's a flippy fish. God.
Yeah. I love them. And I also love the tiny little mirrors that you get in a cracker.
Yeah.
They're very handy when you're doing your lip gloss on a bus.
And sometimes you get tiny little nail scissors as well. But the one thing, and you do it, that everyone will then take the joke out. And you know the joke is the worst joke ever.
Yeah.
But you just read the joke anyway.
Yeah.
And it's now become that the joke
has to be.
We've got one.
I only put a cracker if I know there's something in it.
Well, there's
and
something
I have
in
to
it.
Win.
There's something in it. What? Oh, you've got a way of holding a cracker. You're holding it.
Yep,
so
Jack,
tight
Jack
at the top.
Taught me.
Hey! Oh,
oh, I got... No. Okay, there's two things I'm not happy about.
What
One
did you
is,
get? What did you get?
These crackers are cheap.
Yes, they are.
There's like a real thimble, a small little plastic thimbly thing.
I got a red hat.
No, don't put on a hat. I hate Christmas hats.
I got a red hat for a two-year-old. Whose head would fit on that?
Well,
that's
you,
the smallest
you
hat.
You have a very big head.
I have a huge head, thank you very much. And it's growing.
Your poor mother. You I need know. To kind of stretch it out a little bit, yeah.
I don't think it was this size when I came out. God bless her if it was.
Now, everybody, listen to this. Yes, I remember them, Lucy, in the crackers.
Yeah.
The fish tells you your mood, says Anne.
Oh, okay.
So true about the flippy fish.
Okay.
Hey, Lucy, we sell flippy fish where I work in the art and hobby shop. No way!
Flippy fish, there
flippy
you go.
Flippy fish, yeah. Okay. My favourite too, predicts the future of the following year, says Spencer. I can't remember how it predicts the year. I can't believe you've never had a red flippy fish.
There's a vague memory of a flippy fish there, of something on somebody's hand jumping, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you push it down? Is it on a little spring?
So. No.
There's something else that jumps up
that's
a little spring.
That's another weird dream you've had. It's nothing
no, it's
to do
not.
With this.
That's a little springy thing.
I noticed the way you just scrunch up the hat. You didn't think of offering it to anyone else in the office who has an average size head.
Going to do the jokes now. Oh yeah, is the joke in there?
Oh, I didn't get
is the joke. Did you get the joke?
No, I didn't get the joke.
Okay. So what we're looking for is the worst joke. I've got a couple of jokes here. The worst joke that you've got in your Christmas cracker. The joke that makes us groan the most, we will give tickets. The joke that is total garbage, we will give tickets to go to garbage on July the 18th, okay?
Look at that. So look at that prize. It's like
present. What is that?
It's like a really crap plastic thimble. So unimpressed.
What actually is it?
I get so excited with crackers, okay. And okay. I love getting good stuff.
Okay, so
like shoehorn.
0871818100. 0871818100. You got to text in our WhatsApp, and we're looking for the one that makes us groan the most. Right? For instance, who hides in a bakery at Christmas?
Don't know. Go on.
A mince spy. A mince spy.
Don't even ding yourself.
No, these have to be groany. Worst ever.
It's a good groan.
That's a good groan. What's a horse's favourite TV show?
Dunno.
Neighbours.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I know. They have to be. This is it. What lies at the bottom of a sea shivering?
Colin Hayes.
A nervous wreck. Yeah. I'll give you one more, okay? What did Adam say the day before Christmas?
I'm scared.
It's Christmas, Eve.
Wait.
I like that drum set.
Colin says, what's the difference between a piano and a fish?
I don't know.
You can't tune a fish.
Can't tune a fish. Okay.
Seriously.
Oh, they've got to really make us groan, okay?
Yeah.
If
what
we
do you
laugh,
call a custard cream in the desert?
Custard cream in the desert? I don't know.
Kevin. Oh, wait.
Confused two jokes.
Maybe that's his name.
Oh, that's the name of the guy who texted in.
Well, it's either that or Stephen Boyle.
Sorry?
It's either that or Stephen Boyle.
What's the answer?
I think it could be Kevin.
Fine, do the joke again. Go on.
What do you call a custard cream in the desert?
I don't know.
Kevin.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Garbage are playing July 18th in the Ivy Gardens. Tickets on sale now, so we're looking for your garbage joke, the Christmas cracker jokes, the worst jokes of all time
and
ever.
My God, do you guys have some goodies.
Oh, you stepped up to the plate. You really have. All right, Dave.
Oh, maybe first.
Maybe
David. David.
Yeah, hiya.
Oh, hi. You see, mate, he's used to David. People giving out to him. David, clean your room.
Hello, Dave. It.
Hiya.
How are you?
How are you?
Good stuff.
Okay, right, you have some really bad... Wait, first of all, let's just talk about you, your love life, your whole life. Are you in a relationship, Dave?
I am.
Okay. And did your Christmas cracker joke get you that date?
No, it was just one of the daughter told me years ago and it's just stuck in your head.
Right, give us your worst Christmas cracker joke.
Go on, Dave.
What kind of bees make milk?
What kind of bees make milk, you say? Do you know?
Yeah. Boobies.
Boobies. Dave.
Boobies. Oh, they hated
Dave,
that.
Dave, that's not good.
Dave, but that's what we're looking for, Dave. That's so bad. That's so bad, Dave. You're brilliant.
So bad, it's actually kind of genius.
Okay, Dave, have a fantastic
Dave,
Christmas.
You and your boobies, have a great Christmas.
Hello, Emma.
Bye, Dave. Hi,
Hi.
Emma.
Hi. How are you? How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Where are we phoning you from? Where are you?
I'm in Killester.
Killester. What are you doing there?
I'm just back from the school run.
Oh.
Oh, nice. Having a nice cup of tea, watching a bit of Jeremy Kyle. Tell the truth.
Oh, no, we have to go in and do the Christmas shopping today.
Ah, today is the day, the last minute panic.
Oh.
Is everyone going to yours on Christmas Day? What's the plan?
They are. Yeah, I've everyone down. I've the whole family down. Mothers, sisters, brothers, kids, yeah.
And would you do the turkey yourself?
Yes, I do the turkey. My mother does the ham.
Wow.
Ah, you see, my mum's doing the turkey. I'm doing the ham. I think you got the raw deal. Would you not swap? Because turkey's hard. You can kill people with turkey.
Oh, no, my mum says she's done. She's done with the cooking now. She's finished. We have to look after her now.
Don't there is a bit of that, isn't there?
How many around the table on Christmas Day?
About 10.
10?
10. Okay. Any children?
Yeah, there's 3.
Okay, that's doable. That's doable.
So you'll be pulling crackers left, right and centre, if you know what I mean.
Devoners have good ones, by the way, just saying.
Do they?
Yeah,
Debs,
18
okay.
euro.
They've enjoying got all those jokes. So, Emmy, you've got your Christmas cracker joke for us.
I do, yeah. You ready for us?
We're ready.
Oh, my God, born ready. Go.
Why was a turkey in a pop group?
Why was the turkey in a pop group?
Because he was the only one with drumsticks.
Only one with drumsticks!
Emma, don't repeat that on Christmas Day.
Emma, that's so bad, it's brilliant. Thank you.
Love it. Thanks,
no
Emma.
Happy Christmas to you and yours.
And finally, Will, how are you?
How's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Will, I love that name. Do you know that when we were pregnant with Jess, our third, had she been a boy, she would have been called Will.
Wow.
I love it. Are you W-I-L-L or just one L?
Just two L's.
Two L's.
Great actually, name, Will.
And you actually send your name in as Will I Was Kavanagh, as in messing around with Will I Am.
Even yeah, I like it.
That alone is worth good man yourself.
So, tell us about yourself, Will. What's your story in life?
I'm in work at the moment. I have to run off from the past. I'm a chef.
You're a chef?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where? Tell us.
In Avoca.
In Avoca.
Now we're talking.
Which one?
Yummy food.
Dunboyne.
Dunboyne, never been.
Do you get to bring all that posh food home?
Sometimes, if there's any left.
Okay. What's your big special today?
I'm just a breakfast man.
You're the breakfast man?
Yeah.
Oh, Will, the breakfast man.
Will, are you single?
No.
Damn. I like to keep my options open when I dump rich.
I think when that happens, you will go for a chef. I think you've already got those plans.
I should have gone for a chef. Yeah. This is the rookie era.
I know.
Will, give us your joke.
What airline do mice travel?
What airline do mice travel? We don't know.
Cheddar.
Oh, Will.
Cheddar.
Let's just say thank God you're good looking. Do you know what I mean?
Morning, Kathy.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, good.
So we'd lost you there.
Where are you, Kathy?
I'm in work at the moment, but luckily don't have a class. I'm a teacher, so you've got me a good time right now.
Okay. What are you teaching?
I teach maths and science.
Maths and science. Okay, can you name your school?
Not sure. Go on,
go wild.
I'm in South Dublin.
Yeah.
Are you teaching my daughter?
Honey? I don't know.
Just checking again.
Possible. Could be. Oh,
Kathy. Very inconspicuous. Exciting.
Okay, Kathy, so you text us in a couple of your Christmas cracker jokes, the ones that you hate the most, that are not funny, and we love them because they're so bad. What have you got?
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so the first one is, what's red and white and goes, oh, oh, oh.
It's red and white and goes, oh, oh, oh. I don't know.
Santa walking backwards.
Santa walking backwards. Thank you very much.
Oh, dear.
That's so bad. It's brilliant. And your second one?
The second one was, why was a snowman looking through a pile of carrots?
Why was a snowman looking through a pile of carrots? Why?
He was picking his nose.
He was picking his nose.
I really do hope you're not teaching my daughter.
Do you know what, Kathy? We love them. They're so bad. And we have decided that you're getting the two tickets to go see Garbage.
Yay! Yeah.
Amazing! Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well done, Kathy.
If you haven't seen them live, they're absolutely amazing. They play the Ivy Gardens July 18. Tickets are on sale now, but you don't have to worry about that, Kathy, because you've got the first two tickets from the pile.
That's amazing.
They're
Thank
yours,
you so
okay?
Much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, this, of course, is the music to Graham Norton, which you'll be over every Friday night. And we go across to our man Clint, because Clint has actually been there on the set.
Oh, yes.
Clint, tell
very,
us
very
everything.
Lucky.
Go.
Well, because I do a thing for Australia, you see.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of a big deal in Australia.
Oh, very good.
He is basically the Graham Norton in Australia,
no,
aren't
you? Not quite. I get to use the chance that I live so close to London to file the occasional story for a program in Australia.
Yeah.
When the big celebrities, they all go to London, you see. They all do the film junkets and the premieres there. So I'm close to London. So Australia rings me up and goes, hey, you know, Madonna's doing
Australia
a thing.
Australia rings me up.
And off I go.
Yeah. Okay.
I had the idea when Graham Norton released his book to try and get Graham, because he's always coming here or he's always over there. So I wrote the email off and waited and waited. No. Yeah. Month went by. Then the phone rang. And then they said, would you like to interview Graham one afternoon after his radio show at the BBC? And I went, great.
Okay. No way.
And I said, great. Got the camera crew ready and off we went. And that didn't happen because the BBC didn't want us in the building.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't know. But this story, was this before we had met?
No, this was just the other week.
Oh, sorry.
And then Graham was a bit upset about that. So he said, look, let's make it up to you. How about you come over one Thursday, see the taping of the show, and we can have a chat on the set? I went, sure. It's like, we've never done it before.
Yeah.
No one's ever interviewed me on the set, but let's have a crack.
So this is the first time ever.
In the world. Wow. He's had someone interview him, and we're sitting on the couch at his chair doing the chats.
Okay, tell us what happened. So you flew, you arrived, you landed, et cetera, et cetera.
And it is an amazing production. Anyone who's interested in television, how it's made. Yes. And I talked to that with Graham. We'll hear that shortly. But my first question...
It's not Elstree. Where is his studio?
He's in Television Centre, the old BBC building out in West London. And so I got out there while he's rehearsing, sat down on the couch and basically said, I'm so nervous. What, you know, how do you feel? And he said, this is weird for me too. Normally I'm asking the questions, but let's have a go.
Yeah.
So I started by asking him, was this always easy doing the Graham Norton show, talking to the big celebrities?
Well, in the beginning, we didn't have big stars. So I was able to practice my talking on people who weren't very big stars. I would do things like I would book all kind of retro 80s stars that I liked, or even 70 stars. We had the mother from the Waltons. We flew over Cagney and Lacey. You know, all these people. And then we had a couple of breakthroughs. Dolly Parton and Cher was another early kind of person who put her faith in us. And we're eternally grateful for them, because getting a couple of those big stars, it just helps turn the tide.
And the Aussie stars are always here. Kylie, Nicole, Hugh, you seem to always...
Well, Nicole Kidman has some sort of loyalty card. I think she gets a free coffee now.
She doesn't drink?
Maybe she does. I don't know. I don't think she drinks. I haven't noticed. She's heard, in my head, she's not a booze hound.
Right.
Maybe she is in life, but on the show, she paces herself. But no, they do. They're here a lot. And I think Hugh Jackman's coming back early in 2019.
Mm. So I'm sitting there on the sofa having the chat with Graham about these celebrities. And that night was when...
You sound very relaxed, by the way.
Matthew McConaughey was going to be on the show that night.
Wow.
Miley Cyrus, Jamie Oliver, all on the same place that I'm sitting, like talking to Graham Norton. It was extraordinary. And I was wondering... The chats that he has, it's always so seamless on this show. Like, it's just like a couple of mates having a few drinks and having a chat. I thought, obviously, it's well researched. A lot of production goes into this. And he actually reveals the secret to how they get these guests to open up.
The Wednesday we spend in the office, where we go through all the biographies, all the kind of, you know, all the research that's been done. And part of that is to craft sort of the interviews about the projects. But the most work goes into the bits where you can get those guests to interact. Where in the Venn diagram are they all?
Yeah, like when they all have a ghost story.
Yeah, exactly. They've all met the Queen, or they all da da da. So those are the moments you're trying to block. Then we come in today, and actually all those researchers then pretend to be the guests.
Okay.
And we go through the show. And they tell the stories. They don't mark it. They actually tell the stories in real time, because you want to get a feeling of, oh, actually, that story goes on for about 10 minutes. And, you know, Jamie Oliver hasn't spoken for half an hour. So, you know, we've got to get him into the show somewhere. So we do all that. But, of course, on a good night, none of that planning matters. On a good night, the couch takes on a life of its own, and I just get to sit back and watch some very famous people having a nice time together.
Wow.
So wow. it's not all just, you know, happens. Yeah. There's a lot of planning that and timing that
Clint,
goes into
I have
it.
A couple of questions for you. So is Lisa it true Kennedy. Then? So it's recorded then on the Thursday night. Is Correct. It true that they film for 3 hours and they take out the best bits?
No, it's so down pat. Like you heard him there, the rehearsal is so to time now. We were in this TV studio for maybe an hour and a half. Maybe there's 10 minutes more than what we see on the telly.
Yes.
They do record a lot more red chairs, I have to say.
Okay.
Yes.
The red chairs, we might see
ones.
One or two at the end of the show.
Yeah.
The night we were there was 6 or 7.
Yes.
And he was having a hard time getting a good
story.
Well,
I suppose they can be hit and miss because that's the public on the stories. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. And sometimes
what about
dirty
with the
well.
Celebrities? How long are the celebrities on the couch for?
They're
in
there
terms
for
of
as long as you see
recording.
Them on the telly. They literally walk out and walk out at the end. So they're no more, like, a little bit more than an hour. The show goes for about an hour on the telly. They might do 10 minutes more. They walk in, walk out. And, of course, they're backstage for a little bit. I got my own dressing room, Lucy Kennedy.
Oh, very nice.
Dressing room number 7 now has Clint Dreeberg on the door.
No. Okay.
And that was right beside Miley
did
Cyrus.
Did you have a shower and a loo? And
I went to the loo.
Is there a loo in the dressing room?
There is a loo in the dressing
did
room.
Did you have any grapes or any fruit?
We had some Graham Norton Prosecco is what we had.
Whoa.
Wow. Do you get that when you go there?
Yeah, well, of course.
He sells his own gear to
we
the BBC.
Sell. He gives.
He gives.
He gives.
He gives.
Was there like still and sparkling water? Was there a towel?
One question I have as well. Do you know when there's a music guest on and he goes, okay, off to the stage now with you. Does that happen seamlessly
that's
as well?
That's ready to go. Like they've obviously done a rehearsal beforehand. Yeah, but when the taping's on, it's bang, bang, bang.
Wow.
Like you see on the telly. And Miley Cyrus was that on that night. She sang immediately. Then they applauded and off she went back to the couch. I was there to help him promote the book. He doesn't need the promotion. But in Australia, they're selling the book, the new book, The Keeper. Yeah. It's his second novel. It's on sale now. Great Christmas gift if you're interested. I listened to him read it, actually. He does the audiobook version as well.
Wow.
And I was wondering why it took so long. He's now 55. Yeah. Why it took so long for him to write this novel?
Time slipped away and I got busy doing all this sort of stuff. But then when I was turning 50, I thought I either need to write a novel or never mention it again. Because, you know, you know those people who say, oh, I'd love to play the piano. And you can think, well, there is a way you could do that.
Do it.
You could just learn. So, if you want to write a novel, start tippy-tappy typing.
And this one set in the countryside of Ireland, home for you.
Yeah.
Was that always going to be the case? Like, your writing has to be there or...?
It was an interesting thing. With the first book, what I was very determined was that I wouldn't be in the book. You know, because that's the thing about kind of, you know, man off the telly writes a book. It gets you a book deal, which is great, but the flip side of that is that you get in the way, that you're reading over the shoulder of the person who has the book. So I thought, right, it won't be set in London, it won't be set in the media, it won't be funny, there'll be no gay characters. By the time I stripped away everything that people might associate with me, you still have to write about something you know, and all I know is Ireland in the 70s.
Wow.
And it's a good read. It's good fun.
I love his voice, actually. It's quite a nice neutral voice, isn't it?
He can do it all. He can act. He can do this talk show. Yeah. He's making wine now and he's writing these novels. And
the novel
is really good.
Yeah, we all remember him, Father Ted, as
I
well.
Love
when
him.
He was
that's
just
when he was acting, yeah.
Yeah, and amazing. I can't remember the priest.
He's just a nice guy, isn't he, Clint? Did he put you at ease immediately? Because that's what all the serious celebs say.
Can I say, it was the most terrifying experience of my life. But the moment we started talking and he said, this is weird for me too. It was easy, and he was delightful, looked after us backstage.
So he loved you.
I hope so.
Because you're I remember the first time when I joined Radio Nova and I met you for the first time, you're just a very likable kind of person.
No, but it's nice to know that someone you like is nice, because sometimes, you know...
You
they
meet
say
them.
You shouldn't you meet your hero.
Yeah.
You did.
And he is what you get.
So the actual TV interview you did...
Yes.
Where can we... is that up on Nova.ie?
We're going to put that up on the full 15 minutes. He gave me 15 minutes to chat, and that went to air yesterday in Australia.
Okay.
So the full 15 minutes up there on Nova.ie if you want to find out a bit
Very
about
good.
The big red chair. We talk about all that and the wine too. We have a couple of drinks.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Disney's Mary Poppins Returns.
Okay.
Let's talk turkey.
An all-new original musical. It's a sequel, though, so it is based on that first one. 1964. That's when the first one came out.
Crikey. Hey, sorry for interrupting, Clint.
Crikey.
Crikey.
Yeah.
You know that Mary Poppins is on Stephen Stage.
50th yes. day.
So put, you put could, it in my little message yeah. last night.
You could wait to see that and then go and see this one.
But this this is not a remake. This is a return. So this is like sequel, Mary Poppins 2.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So she returns. Comes back.
With Emily.
Yeah. Yeah. Emily Blunt is the magical nanny, mm-hmm. and she does so well. She does so well. But basically, the storyline is a few years on from the original film in 64.
Okay.
The Banks family have grown up. They're, they're old now, and they have their own kids.
Right.
So it's Mary coming back to help the family, both generations of the family. There's a little incident that has occurred, and Mary's back on the scene to help. And she, of course, helps. Here's a little taste of Mary Poppins Returns.
It's a good thing you come along when you did, Mary Poppins. Trip the line to lead the way.
Off we go.
Are incessant, simply be more incandescent, for your life comes with a lifetime guarantee.
What are you all talking about?
As you
everything is possible. Even the impossible.
See, as you can hear, the songs could be ripped straight from 1960.
It's like Rambo 2. It's like she returns for, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. How's Mary Emily's voice? No, how's Emily's
well, that's
voice?
Emily's voice there.
Yeah.
She is fantastic. She really does.
She can sing.
Well, I think there's a bit of auto-tuning there, just quite frankly. I'm not sure she's that great live, but doesn't matter. In the film, she's magical.
Wow.
There is Angela Lansbury in here as well. Oh. Meryl Streep.
Wow.
And another little cameo, which is just delightful. I won't say the name because it kind of spoils it, but there is wondrous cameo.
Yeah. Who? Tell us.
I'm not going to say.
Well, clearly the original Mary Poppins.
I'm not going to say.
Or it's Dick Van Dyke.
I'm not going to say.
But am I right in one of them?
I'm not going to say.
Is Dick Van Dyke not dead?
No.
Jeez.
But do you know what he is?
Very much alive.
He's 97.
Both of them are very much alive.
So the end isn't... I'm only joking.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
The only thing I'm worried about this. Now I loved it because I know the original. Like, have your kids seen Mary Poppins, Lucy?
Yeah, just a spoonful.
Okay.
Yes.
See, I would be worried that there are kids these days that haven't seen hand-drawn animation because you know, like the penguins dancing in the first film. They come back in the second film. The penguins are back.
Jeez, they must be old and knackered.
No, they're beautiful.
They are dead.
But they're hand-drawn animation. So do you think kids will get that with all the CGI and all that sort of stuff these
days?
Yes,
they'll be shocked and they won't know what it is, but I think they'll enjoy it.
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
See, the new Spider-Man is playing on that as well. There's a lot of hand-drawn animation in it.
It's a different style, though.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that might go a bit over
there. I don't want you to worry. I think they're going to be fine.
I'm worried that you're worried.
Well, the nostalgia element.
I'm worried this is going to ruin his Christmas.
Take Christmas off. You're so worried.
I am very worried. But anyway, what I will say is Disney has delivered.
In the most delightful way.
See what I did there?
Yeah. He was a bit slow there, but I know you were trying.
Worked better
to
in rehearsal.
It's a beautiful tale. I think so. Again, I'm just worried about the kids.
Okay.
Kids of today.
Give it out of five.
I'm going to go 3.5 because I would have gone 4.
Oh, really?
Because I'm worried.
Because I've read some reviews where they just stood all over this and they kicked it to touch.
No, this is delightful.
As in bad reviews. Yeah,
yeah. No, I was catapulted back to London of old and was feeling the Banks family and all that sort of stuff. But I just don't know whether the kids, which this film is a kids' film.
This is you worrying again, isn't it?
This is me worrying.
I'm worried. About
I'm worried that Clint's worried because he never worries.
I know. You never see him worry.
No.
And now he's worried.
So 3.5 stars of worry.
Okay. Thank you, Clint.
Mary Poppins returns.
Little Christmas jumpers. He's just like our little elf on the shelf, isn't he? I want to stick Clint on top of our cupboard.
Leave it there.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
Alison Spittle is in the studio.
She's alive.
Hey.
We were so worried about that little face on the M50.
I left the house at 8:15 today.
Wow.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Okay, to get here.
From Kimmage.
Yeah.
So what was going on?
There was traffic going into Ranelagh, so we turned around, went down to Harold's Grass. Traffic going down that
traffic
way as
everywhere.
Well.
Do you know what? It's all from the M50, which someone says has just been cleared. It's now clear between Junction 5 and Junction 10, so we can move forward.
So everybody avoided the M50 and drove into Kimmage.
Pretty much.
We'll get a time machine. Yeah,
so you little superstar, so you've moved to London and fit us in. Give us all the scoop.
Yeah, I moved to Camden there about 2 months ago. I love it.
2 months only?
Yeah. There's an Amy Winehouse statue there. I keep visiting that. Yeah. It's like my version of the Joe Dolan statue. But, you know, it's the same height as well, so you can compare yourself as well. So yeah, I love Camden. I'm just moved there to try and make it over there.
Make it. Have you got yourself an agent? agent? Because it's quite tough over there, isn't it?
I'm in the process of... It's very tough, but it's kind of... I did I sold out two shows.
Good woman.
So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
And we were only talking to Joanne McNally last week, and she just moved to London as well.
Yeah, we're both at the same time.
Is that the step you got to make now to see if you're going to crack it? You got to try and crack England?
Totally. It's either that or be Tommy Tiernan, and I can't be Tommy Tiernan.
This is it. Yeah. And look, let's call a spade a spade. It's better Dosh over there.
Yeah.
It's way better Dosh.
That's it. But I miss so much about Ireland. Like,
yes.
My local Sainsbury's has like an ethnic food aisle.
Okay. Yes.
And one of the stands is like Irish food.
Very good.
So you got your TK red lemonade.
Yeah. Can you get your Kerrygold?
Yeah, you got your Kerrygold, you got your McDonald's curry sauce as well.
Oh, good. I love that.
Never thought I'd miss it, but I do.
Yeah.
It's mad how...
And do they stare at you and point at the Irish girl? There she goes, getting her Irish food.
Look at her, of her Kimberly McAdams.
Yeah, exactly.
They're a fierce, weird-looking biscuit now, to be honest with you.
So just to tell everybody, you are playing Vicar Street on the 30th of March.
Yes. I'm very excited about that.
Okay,
it's very exciting show.
Takes on sale out there at the moment.
So professional. I love it.
Thank you very much. And what are you going to do for Christmas?
I am the child of divorced parents.
Right.
So normally the Christmas, the way I do Christmas is whoever has the least amount of people in the house, I
get to. Exactly.
Yes.
That's good thinking.
And I have a nice chilled out Christmas. So I'm flying over to my granddad to England, and then I'm flying back on Christmas Eve to my mammy in Westmeath.
So your granddad lives in England?
Yeah.
So there's an English connection there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. My dad lives in England as well.
Oh,
he's inspected the house. We have this squirrel that's tormenting us at the moment.
Okay. No.
We've a little balcony, and he's eaten all of our flowers and everything like that. And we try to shoo him away, but he chased us into the door.
He's an aggressive squirrel.
Oh yeah, he looks like a bodybuilder squirrel as well. They've little muscles. I'm very afraid of them.
Is he a little grey squirrel?
Yes, he is.
They're generally that way.
But we have kind of have a Christmas tradition as well, where we go to Lidl or any supermarket.
Yeah.
Yes.
The day of Christmas Eve and get all the cheap turkeys and all. Yeah, it's a risk though, because one Christmas there was no turkeys left, and we had a right panic. But it's fun. It's like doing a scratch card or something.
Now, is this when you're home in Westmeath?
Yeah.
You go to your local Lidl.
Yeah.
But surely are you not in any way prepared? Is there veg, gravy, potatoes good to go at home?
No, that's the joy of it. That's the risk.
That's the game.
It's supermarket sweep. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's Christmas or no Christmas. That's the way
it is. What about prezzies? Do you do KK in your family?
We do. We're doing it this year. So, my sister, I buy cranberry sauce. I never have a Christmas without cranberry sauce. You've got to be prepared.
So prioritise cranberry sauce over turkey.
Yeah. Because you can put cranberry sauce on any meat and make it turkey.
Such a freak. You are a freak.
So, how many turkeys could you end up with then on Christmas Eve? Like, do you buy all the ones that are left?
No, but we buy, like, it's the best value. It's the one with the, like, yellow stickers on it.
Okay.
And you can get a Christmas dinner for a ridiculous amount of money.
So it's like cook within 10 minutes of leaving the shop, that sort of thing.
It's basically like supermarket sweep. Yeah. 10 minutes until closing, gone in. Now, you must get the hams.
Do you know what? I would be so tempted to try that, because I think you could be right.
Yeah.
Like, everything would be reduced when you think about it.
Yeah, everything is reduced.
Yeah.
Everything
is reduced.
Because
Christmas Day, the shops are closed, so they want to get rid of everything.
Christmas crackers, everything.
Five to six Christmas Eve to stand outside.
And it just adds a bit of...
Excitement.
Yeah, it's like an action film, you know?
It is.
You split the family into two. You go get the crackers. You go get the cheeses. Now, you know,
and then Christmas Eve, what will you do? Will you hit the pub? Will you get into your gym jumps?
So I'm back home in my village in Ballymore, so I'm going to visit all my friends on Stephen's Day.
Oh, I love it.
And I love it. I haven't, like... Do you know the pub that you've been to since you were too young to go to the pub?
Kind of. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And
local.
There's nostalgia. So I can't wait for that now. It's going to be
like when you were 5 years of age with a little...
Yes. Yeah. With
a little sandwich.
Pack of potatoes and Coke making your teeth go all funny.
There you go.
And they still have the same jukebox, you know.
Yeah.
There is a little bit of that.
After Mass on Sunday, you were told that that's okay.
Exactly.
We've been to Mass. It's okay. This isn't a sin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anything goes now. You're spiritually prepared for what's about to happen.
Now, speaking of family and friends, obviously this is your second tour and your second night in Vicar Street. But is it true that your family heckled you?
They did.
Did they really?
They did.
That
Can
is
you
so
believe
naughty.
That? I was on stage and I was telling a story about someone. I can't remember who it was, but they corrected me.
My cousin the floor.
From the back of the floor. And they were like, and then my cousin Anthony went to me, talk about Uncle Michael, because Uncle Michael is a bit of a character.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'd no stand-up about him. He just wanted me to tell Vicar Street about my Uncle Michael. So I've had to tell them now to have manners this year.
So do you actually point out, going, excuse me, everyone, but that's my family over there. You couldn't keep quiet, could you, a little bit?
I have to, because the audience would be going, why is that man saying Uncle Michael? What's the deal there,
So what's the plan? Is it like most comedians? Do you have like a set? Do you have like a...
Yeah, so I'm kind of, because it's a second show, I've written some new bits in the past year, so I'm going to put them together and put a proper show around it. The second show is harder than the first show.
Yes.
Because it's like that difficult second album.
Exactly.
You know? And I'm like, oh, what will I talk about? And I'm kind of like in a bit of a rush now to come up with stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So even today, I'm looking around. I fell outside here.
Oh, and God.
Can you believe that? I slipped and I had a load of change in my pocket and it just flew out. I felt like I was Sonic the Hedgehog. Just loads of coins coming out of me, right?
Where did you fall? I'm so sorry. You okay?
I'm fine, yeah. Look, I'm grand.
Good.
I didn't rip me leggings.
Okay, good.
I thought if I rip my leggings now, that's my day over. But I'm grand. But I kind of, anything bad that happens, I'm like, you should write material.
So that's into the show.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So if we're at the show and you do the falling down, let that happen outside our place.
Yeah, exactly.
We can heckle for that.
Well, that's why my family heckle me all the time, because they know all the stories.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to take a little track, have a little bit of coffee, and then what we like to do is the last five questions you'll ever be asked, okay?
So are you going to kill me?
No, they're so easy. Okay. They're so easy.
Sounding like
me.
A friend.
Okay, yes, stay with you. Stay with you. It's Radio Nova. Alison Spittle is in with us in studio. Breakfast Show, it's Radio Nova. Alison Spittle is live in studio with us.
And she is alive.
She is alive.
I am.
Okay, are you ready for your five questions? We ask everybody these five questions.
Okay.
They're all to do with last. There's nothing scary. Obviously, it's me. You know me, I read closer. There's never anything scary. Okay. What was the last movie you watched?
What was the last movie I watched? It was Home Alone 2.
Whoa!
Good choice, wow. My yeah, friend. Good choice.
Was that recent?
It was, and it was straight after Home Alone 1. I watched it with my boyfriend. I was like, this is brilliant. Let's watch number 2.
Love it. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay, last takeaway you had.
Last takeaway I had was, I ordered a kebab off a delivery service, and they delivered the kebab cold.
Oh, lovely.
And I complained about it, and they told me, tough.
No.
Yeah.
I would have just stuck it in the microwave.
Yeah, they did, in a more polite way.
Okay.
So now I'm putting a curse on them. Okay. I got a voodoo doll with them on it right now.
Okay, that's not good to know, because I love kebabs. Okay, what about the last time you wore a hat?
10 minutes ago.
Perfect, we'll take
it's
that.
It's cold out there.
Where is it?
It's here.
What's that? Listen,
she always wears these funny little woolly hats.
Yeah.
She's like a little human teapot.
She's lost her hat.
There's the bubbly, the orange bubbly thing.
Orange bubbly. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Proof.
Perfect.
There's proof. Last time you wore a hat. What was last night? What time did you go to bed at?
I went to bed at 9.
Yeah.
But I went to sleep at 1.
Oh, what were you doing?
I was playing Ludo against my mother. Yeah, our family have got massively into Ludo lately.
I don't think I've ever played Ludo.
It's actually great crack.
But how do you play Ludo with your mother in bed?
Oh, like on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
That sounded like a euphemism or something.
I don't know what it sounded like. Yeah. Okay.
Ludo, I'll have to check it out.
Okay,
Alison Spittle, future comedian of Vicar Street. Remember, see the date?
30th of March.
When was the last time you cried?
When was the last time I cried? Oh, I cried watching the film Dumpling about a week ago. I love watching films and having a good cry.
Me too. Haven't had a good cry in ages.
Yeah, it's a good crack. It kind of builds up, you know, you get kind of blue tear ducts and you need to get rid of it.
That's the one with Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
On Netflix, yeah.
I haven't
seen it yet.
There's loads of Dolly Parton in it.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, and David Williams.
No, he's not in it, but the fat girl gets to go out with the lad at the end, and I love a film like that.
Oh, we love a film like that.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Alison Spittle, good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
The best of luck with the tour, and then, of course, Vicar Street.
Yes. Thanks for being so nice to me, because I was late in traffic.
Always. You're so ridiculous. Lovely. We love you. That's why.
Alison Spittle makes a show of herself. Is on 30th of March in Vicar Street. Tickets are now available. Have yourself an amazing...
Go and see this naughty girl.
Yeah, have yourself an amazing Christmas, okay? Thank you so much.
It's the best of the Colm and Lucy Breakfast Show on Radio Nova.
That's it from the Colm and Lucy podcast. We'll have another podcast up next week. And remember, you can join us live on the radio. Radio Nova, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10.
The Colm and Lucy podcast. Seriously addictive podcasting.
From Nova.ie and Radio Nova.